Trend number one, economic growth in an aging world. There are two primary ways an economy can grow. It can either expand the amount of work performed by increasing the number of workers, or it can expand the amount of work performed by increasing the productivity per worker. Unfortunately, the first approach is not an option. Demographic trends, such as the aging of the baby boom generation and the dramatic drop in the global birth rate, have brought an end to the era in which the global economy could grow simply by expanding the number of people with jobs. From 1964 to 2014, employment grew by an average of 1.7% per year. But over the next 50 years, it is projected to plummet to 0.3% annually. Clearly, this suggests that the fate of the world's economy depends on the second option, improving productivity. The need is urgent, because the rate of global GDP growth is projected to decline from the historical trend of 3.6% over the past 50 years to just 2.1% for the next 50 years. If this happened, average GDP growth for the next half century would be one-third lower than it was during the past 5 years of the frustratingly slow recovery from the Great Recession. Instead of growing 600% as it has since 1964, the global economy would grow by only 300% by 2064. The only way to offset this drop is by growing productivity 80% faster than the already blistering pace of the past 50 years. That means jumping from the current 1.8% to 3.3%. Is this even possible? According to a compelling study by McKinsey Global Institute, or MGI, titled Global Growth in an Aging World, it will not be easy, but it can be done. Drawing on nearly 25 years of research on economic growth, MGI directors Richard Dobbs, James Manyika, and Jonathan Weitzel found opportunities for improvement in the 20 national economies that comprise 80% of the world's GDP, that is, the G19 countries plus Nigeria. We'll explore their specific recommendations a bit later. But the bottom line is that if companies and national governments adopt existing best practices, productivity growth could grow by 3%. The rest of the productivity gains could come from innovation. Before we get to the details, let's quickly examine why the labor pool is running dry. We've covered the impact of the declining birth rate in previous issues of Trends, so we'll keep this brief. The combination of several forces, more women in the workforce, improved contraception methods, and changing societal values towards smaller families, has pushed global birth rates to record lows. As we discussed in our September 2011 issue, according to the UN's World Population Prospects, populations in 50 of the world's countries will shrink substantially between now and 2050. For example, Russia's population will drop by 22%. Ukraine will lose almost half its population with a decline of 43%. In China, according to demographer Philip Longman, author of The Empty Cradle, each generation after 2050 will be 20 to 30% smaller than the preceding one. And in the book Fewer, How the New Demography of Depopulation Will Shape Our Future, Ben Wattenberg writes that Europe is now losing 700,000 people each year, and will lose 3 million or more each year by 2050. Overall, according to MGI, population growth is projected to drop in every one of the G19 countries. In Germany, Italy, Japan, and Russia, the number of employees is already shrinking, and the total workforce in these countries could drop by as much as 33% over the next 50 years. In most other countries, employment is expected to peak by 2064, but it could happen by 2024 in China and South Korea. The only notable exceptions are India, where the number of workers is expected to jump by more than 50% by 2064. And the U.S., South Africa, and Indonesia, where employment should continue to increase, though much more slowly than in the past. This is a sharp reversal from the trend of the past half century, when the number of workers in the world economy grew steadily. Declining infant mortality rates, improved healthcare, safer jobs, and fewer wars were all factors that led to population growth and increased participation in the labor force. From 1964 to 2014, according to MGI, employment in the G19 and Nigeria increased by an average of 1.7% per year. This doubled the labor force and accounted for 48% of GDP growth in the 20 leading economies. At the same time, productivity improvements accounted for the other 52% of the increase in GDP. Computers, the internet, automation, and globalization of the world's economies created a powerful boost to productivity. And as a result, today's average employee produces 2.4 times more output than the average worker of 1964. However, not all economies have taken advantage of productivity-enhancing technologies and practices. And this provides an opportunity to generate much of the productivity growth that will be needed to offset the decline in labor force growth. In fact, according to MGI, emerging economies are still 80% less productive than developed economies. Dobbs and his colleagues estimate that if those countries embraced what they call catch-up productivity improvements, the world economy could realize about 3/4 of the potential for productivity growth they've identified. As they point out, all of these improvements have already been discovered and are being implemented in other parts of the world. Some of the recommendations include increasing the share of modern retail formats, increasing the scale and capacity utilization of auto assemblers, improving operational efficiency in healthcare, reducing waste in food processing, and shifting to a greater share of higher value products and services. What about developed economies? The MGI study found that 55% of their potential productivity increases would result from low productivity industries, companies, and factories adopting the practices and technologies of those higher in productivity. Examples include using lean supply chain operations in retail, scheduling doctors' and nurses' time more efficiently in hospitals and medical clinics, and adopting best practices from competitors in industries such as automotive manufacturing and agriculture. However, catch-up improvements will, at best, only generate about a 3% growth rate in productivity. To generate another 1%, companies, particularly those in the developed world, will need to innovate. Opportunities for innovation include new technologies and new business models. Breakthroughs in biotech, nanotech, 3D printing, robotics, the Internet of Things, and other technologies that are still being developed will lead to leaps in productivity that can't even be imagined at this point. Looking ahead, we forecast the following developments arising from this important trend. First, productivity improvements and innovations in both emerging countries and developed nations will compensate for the shrinking labor force and enable global GDP to grow at an average annual rate of between 3.5% and 4% for the next half century. This will enable individuals to increase their standard of living by at least 5.8 times over the next 50 years, in line with the gains over the past 50 years. This is more than double MGI's projection of just 2.3 times if productivity growth slows. At the same time, businesses will benefit from higher consumer incomes and larger markets for their offerings, which in turn will enable them to invest in R&D to generate further productivity enhancements. Governments of emerging economies will be able to pay for the infrastructure and other investments needed to modernize their countries and expand the size of the middle class. And governments of developed nations will be able to meet their pension obligations and programs like Social Security, despite the aging of the population and the dwindling of the workforce. This will all depend, however, on the presence of 10 enablers identified by Dobbs and his colleagues and outlined in the remaining forecasts. Second, businesses in emerging economies will make catch-up improvements to grow productivity at an annual rate of 3%. This will depend on them implementing the first three enablers. 1. Remove barriers to competition in service sectors. 2. Focus on efficiency and performance management in public and regulated sectors. And 3. Invest in physical and digital infrastructure, especially in emerging markets. 3. Companies will have incentives to innovate in such ways as to increase productivity growth by another 1% annually. This depends on implementing the following 4 key enablers, particularly in advanced economies. 1. Craft a regulatory environment that incentivizes productivity and supports innovation. 2. Foster demand for and R&D investment in innovative products and services. 3. Exploit existing and new data to identify transformational improvement opportunities. And 4. Harness the power of new actors in the productivity landscape through digital platforms like Innocentive and Kickstarter. For our 4th forecast, the trends editors foresee that society will compensate for the slowing growth of the global labor pool by encouraging and enabling people who aren't working to work, while training nearly everyone in the skills they need to succeed in the modern workplace. This will require implementation of 2 additional enablers. 1. Create regulation and social support to boost labor market participation among women, young people, and older people. And 2. Improve education, match skills to jobs, and make labor markets more flexible. And 5th, we forecast that the world's economies will become more fully integrated in order to unleash the efficiency that leads to higher productivity. This depends on the implementation of 1 final enabler identified by McKinsey. Open up economies to cross-border economic flows, ranging from trade in goods and services to flows of people. By embracing new ideas and best practices from around the globe, individuals, businesses, and governments can make the changes that will boost productivity and create a better standard of living for all of the world's people.